But there's a big concern for rail users, particularly those who do perhaps want to get back to the workplace, in terms of whether or not they're going to face being ripped off, as the network has quietly delayed the publication of advanced timetables until at least 2022. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. Good morning to you.
Morning, Julia.
Now, full timetables are supposed to be finalised at least 12 weeks in advance, so passengers can plan journeys. Also, crucially, so they can book cheapest tickets, decide whether they want to get a season ticket or not, because whether they're going to make savings there. And Transport Focus, the watchdog, said that a lack of long-term timetables could force more people to have to buy expensive walk-on fares or switch to driving. How concerned are you that the rail passenger is going to be ripped off?
Well, I mean, I'm going to say I'm slightly mystified by this, because we're expecting the December timetable to come in December. So I don't know how that can be delayed until 2022. But nonetheless, you know, you're absolutely right in that, you know.
Well, January 2022. So the January 2022, apparently.
OK, well, that still means yes. We can't do it this year. But I mean, you know, in general terms, you're absolutely right in that, you know, you need to have that advanced timetable published so that you can book those advanced fares. And I suppose in the case of season tickets, know which train you're getting. And if you delay that, that makes it harder to buy your ticket. Yeah. So, yeah, it's potentially a problem.
There has been a talk about having sort of three-day passes for commuters, those who want to work part-time from home, because, of course, the huge cost of a lot of white-collar workers commuting in and out of major cities is part of their rail journey. That, obviously, would be welcome. But I have a funny feeling the rail companies will have lost an absolute fortune with the lockdown. And even the other day, I got a train to visit my mum, and I mean, the train was, I think there were about three people in my carriage. Mm. In both directions, one of those at peak time, that they've lost so much money, they are going to be trying to scrape back every penny they can, and many people expecting fares will be going up an awful lot.
Well, fares will be going up, but I mean, there is something that perhaps people don't appreciate, and that is that the train operating companies are now operating on a fixed price contract. So, you know, because if under the old franchising system, when the coronavirus kicked in, every rail company in the country would have gone bust. For very obvious reasons. So the government had to step in and give them these fixed price contracts. So, you know, loss of ticket revenue now hits the government, not the train operating companies. But nonetheless, yeah, we're expecting, I think it's a 1.6% fare increase in January. Again, you know, based on RPI, so it's going up ahead of people's incomes, and it contrasts, as it has for the last, I think, 9 or 10 years now, with a fuel duty freeze for motorists. So the government still doesn't care about the poor old rail traveller. It's squeezing the rail traveller every year until the pipsqueak, and it can't go on like this.
Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future, thank you very much for joining us. 9:46 is the time. Don't forget, you can still